And now for our story. Friday we left our story at one of the most intense moments in the history of Mary Southern's career. That moment of intense silence after the great joy of our friends in getting their bottling works off to a good start and the filling of the first order. Then, Mary's toast from the first bottle of health water. Suddenly, but let's pick up the end of that scene of excitement and commotion and discover what did happen to Mary. The scene, the bottling works, where the first order for 200 cases of Stratford Springs water has just been loaded. And Mary has been launched, as Max Bleakley described it, by drinking the first toast from the first case of the bottled water.
Yes, I'll tell you, Mary took a swig of that water like a real stuff. Say, who's next on the toast, huh? Hey, Mary, darling, look what's wrong.
What can't you? She's fainted.
Come. Hey, Doc. Hey, where's Doc Benson? Say, something's wrong. Hey, Doc Benson.
No, Max. I'm right here. I'm so excited. You run out for the car. Now, one of you others, Grouch. Get my instrumentation. Hurry back. Rest of you, stand back. Give her air.
Look out.
Back. Come on. Back farther.
Doc, listen. She can't be. Say, Doc, do something, will you? Hey, what are you waiting for?
Now, Max, a good doctor can't get excited. Now, listen to her garments. Let the blood circulate.
Right.
Now, Max, I'll do this. You can't help.
Yeah, but, Doc, I want to help. Say, something's wrong. Say, she don't even breathe, Doc.
I know, but you only delay me.
Huh?
Go get me some water, Max. Hurry.
All right, sure, I'll get some.
Here, where's my instrument case I sent for?
Here it is, John. I ran as fast as I could.
What's the matter with you men? Help us.
Here you are, Doc. Here's the water. Hey, how is she?
Huh? Got a pulse, all right.
Yeah?
3 weeks, though.
What's that, Doc?
Huh? I think she's all right. She's got a pulse.
Hey, are you trying to fool me?
Don't tell me my business, Max. Now get back, everybody. Go on about your work. You're doing no good here.
Sure. Go on, Barry. Go on and power and Rube. Say, listen, all of you. Get visitor, will you? Get going. Say, Doc, do something, will you? Bring her to.
Now, Max, this is where you'll have to rely on my judgment.
I know, Doc. I know. It's up to you, but this is my Maryland, you see. She ain't come to yet.
No, we've got to lose time. Here, help me. I'll take her in my car.
All right, sure. Here, grab hold, Doc.
Right. Easy now, Max.
Yeah?
Just so gently.
Watch it. All right.
All right, now, Max.
Yeah.
You go out ahead.
All right.
Head and shoulders.
Yeah.
I've got a seat.
Hey, we ought to have a stretcher here. I'll have a rum of that.
Gently now.
All right.
Through the door.
Yeah.
Bring my case, one of you boys.
Yeah. Hey, you boys, get that load down to the station, will you? I got to take care of Mary.
No, you don't.
Huh?
Don't end it from the spot until I've had those bottles analyzed. Easy, Max.
All right.
Watch the step.
Yeah. Somebody don't let me in there pretty soon. I'll break that door down. Hey, nurse. Benson. Hey, won't somebody talk to me? Mary, why don't they speak to me? I gotta know how she is. I gotta know.
Max, please, Max. You've got to keep calm.
Keep calm when Mary may be in there dying and I can't find out nothing. Phyllis, I tell you, I can't stand
it. Max, you've got to.
I gotta know, Phyllis. Find out something, would you? Find out anything. You tell me. Don't lie to me, Phyllis. Did you find out anything?
Max, all I know is Mary hasn't come out of the coma yet. Dr. Benson is working hard for her, and we mustn't get in his way.
He ain't done nothing. He ain't doing nothing, Phyllis. Why, you don't seem to be doing a thing.
Max, that's being ungrateful.
Oh, Phyllis, I'm not ungrateful, but that's Mary in there. Mary in this hospital. She can't even speak to me. She don't even talk.
Oh, Max, dear. Dr. Benson's your friend. He loves Mary as he loves nobody else. Daddy and John Fowler and all of us are just as anxious for Mary's life as you are. I know how it is for you, Max. You've got to have courage.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I don't act like a guy with courage, but I can't stand anything happening to Mary, that's all.
Oh, anything to report, Miss Miller. I'm afraid, Mrs. Stratford, that it's not my place to say.
What?
Dr. Benson will have something to say to you pretty soon, I believe.
Say, where's she going? It says chemistry laboratory. Say, what does that mean, Phyllis?
I don't know, Max.
Huh?
Maybe some test Dr. Benson's making.
Test? What's he going to test her for? He's supposed to bring her to.
Oh, I know, Max, but we can't tell Dr. Benson.
If he don't come out of here pretty soon and tell my business about Mary's, I'm going to bust in there pretty soon, door or no door.
Let's sit down here, Max.
No, I don't feel like it, Phyllis.
Please.
Oh, well, all right.
Max, what do you suppose it is?
How do I know? You just sit down here to ask me questions.
Oh, Max. Did Mary ever faint like that before?
No, never that I know of.
You sure?
Sure, I'm positive. So what are you getting at?
I don't understand it, Matt. Mary's been unconscious for 3 hours now. Strange about that.
About what? Listen, I don't feel like...
About how she fainted.
Huh?
Right after drinking that toast.
Well, what I want to know is how is she, not what she did.
It couldn't be the water.
No, no, that water's good. Now, will you shut up and let me think about Mary?
Matt.
Huh?
I don't understand what Dr. Benson meant when he said not to drink the water.
Listen, forget about the water, will you? You just upset me, Phyllis. So why don't you go home? Why don't you go see about the twins, huh? Why don't they let me know something?
Oh, Matt. Maybe it'd be better if you came home and rested and let Dr. Benson call you.
And leave Mary at a time like this? No, never. Oh, Miller, say, tell the doctor I just got to get in there, will you? And if you don't let me in there, I'll break that door down.
Now, Mr. Tilly, if you'll just be patient for a few minutes.
Be patient?
Just
be patient.
Here's the analysis from the laboratory. Poor Mr. Tilly's in a terrible state outside, Dr. Benson.
Stop the analysis down here on the table. Get me some sterilized gauze. And just see if I have a cough.
Two or three pieces of gauze, Doctor?
Three. Dampen it with alcohol. And you better prepare some warm water. Also some packs.
Here are the pieces of gauze. Mr. Tilly would be very much relieved if you'd say a word to him, Doctor.
Not now. Later. I have nothing to say, in fact. Analysis doesn't look so good.
No?
Do you see what I see? Here. Take a look at the contents. Do you realize it could only bring a reaction like that?
Oh, I'm afraid I do. Oh, but it couldn't be. It can't be the water.
I can't believe it either. You know, Miller, chemistry doesn't lie. And given a certain solution, tested by the proper agent, you're bound to get a certain result. Always. The result I see here pretty much tells me that something's happened down there in that fountain works. I'm left with no other conclusion than that it's a spring's water.
Oh, it couldn't be, Dr. Benson.
It must be. We've examined the food Mary ate at home before she came down to the botany ceremony. It's absolutely pure of any contamination. Besides, several others in Mary's household ate the same food. Viola, Burberry, Twins, even Max, I believe. And nobody else became ill. That's what baffles me. Not the food, I'm sure, but here's this reaction from the analysis I've had made, and only one other conclusion to draw. It was the water.
But I thought they had the spring water tested before they used it.
We did, Miller. That's what baffles me. The spring water proved to be the purest in the country.
Well, I'll bring your hot water. Will you have a glove, too?
Yes. Everything sterilized?
Yes, Doctor.
Mary, you've got to come, too. All right, Miller. I think we'll have to work fast. And get her out of this coma.
Here you are, Doctor. All your things. Poor Max.
Thanks, Miller. Go to the door and reassure Max, and then I'll be right back. I'll need you.
Very well.
Go on, come in.
Listen, I gotta see you.
Now, Max. Dr. Benson said to tell you to keep calm. Everything will be all right. He'll speak to you in a little while.
I know, but I gotta see her. Oh, gosh, the... Think that we were so happy only this morning, and this had to happen.
Oh, Max, please come home with me.
Phyllis, I'm scared. I can't do nothing in there. I want to bust something. I want to do something. I can't stand here like this, just waiting forever like this.
It's only been 3 hours, Max.
3 hours? Say, you know what you're saying. 3 hours? Doc Benson can't fool me. Nobody falls unconscious for 3 hours.
Oh, you don't know a thing, Matt. Sometimes people are unconscious for a long, long time.
For a long time? Oh, Phyllis, I can't stand that. Listen, I got to see Doc Benson. Phyllis, I got to go in there. Phyllis, I'm going in there.
Max! Oh, Dr. Benson, you won't stay out here.
Doc. What's he say? Huh?
Max. This is a bit more serious than I thought at first.
Yeah?
It's going to require some time, but I'm confident everything's all right.
Well, you ain't told me a thing, Doc. It's Mary. Did she come too, Doc?
No, ma'am. Mary is still in a state of coma.
What is that, then? What is it?
She's still unconscious. She needs absolute quiet.
Oh, but...
I've made my preliminary examination. I'll let you know.
I know, Doc, but what is it? What is it?
I can't say yes, Max. But I want you to keep up your courage. It's a serious thing.
Huh?
I don't know, Max. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. What is this? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know is all the encouragement Dr. Benson can give Max about Mary's condition. It seems strange to us the way it happened, and the lack of explanation for it. Mary doesn't seem to be subject to fainting spells, but there is the information from Dr. Benson that this is far more serious than a fainting spell. What is this strange condition, and just how serious will it prove to be for Mary? Don't miss tomorrow's episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Creams.